New York. Unique New York.
Shoots out cold air right above my desk, and I like it because I run a little warm. Welcome to Word of Mouth, a Bozeman Public Library podcast. I'm your host, Corey Feifels.
And I'm your other host, Jason Greenwald.
And we have finds
just like you. Sorry.
Nope, don't be. That was great.
Okay.
Well, today is Thursday, May 24th, 2018, and summer is just around the corner.
So it is. We're going to chat about summer, summer fun.
We're going to chat about summer reading. We're going to chat about summer, like, things we want to do. We're going to talk about summer at the library because we have air conditioning. You can stay cool here.
Yes.
Do we have air conditioning?
We have, yes.
I should probably check before I promise.
Or we have some kind of temperature
control. It's a green LED certified air conditioning.
That's right.
That's actually true. And it shoots out cold air right above my desk. And I like it because I run a little warm. How about that?
Wow. Right back in it. Hey, we've been gone a while, but we're jumping right into the important facts here. So, Corey, how have you been?
Jason, I've been great. I have been great.
Great.
Spring is far preferable to the long, dark winter.
It was a long winter, wasn't it? It was rough.
We hibernated from the podcast because we really didn't have anything positive to say.
We were just sad all the time.
We were all washed out and gray looking.
Sorry if you suffered from... What's that thing?
Knowing us during that time.
What's that thing where,
seasonal affective disorder?
Seasonal, yeah, I was going to say...
Right here.
Podcasting disorder.
Podcast.
Yeah, that... deprivation disorder.
PDD.
Yeah, PDD. Podcast deprivation disorder. Thank goodness you stuck with that, folks, because that's hilarious. So, obviously, it's not exactly like getting on a bike.
I mean, no. But anyway. In fact, we've been doing warm-ups all afternoon.
Yeah.
Me.
Unique New York. Unique New York.
Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
So,
oh, come on.
What? That was it. I only knew one. That's why I had you go first and last.
Okay.
I only know that because Russ taught me that.
Unique New York.
Russ Chapman, local musician. So, and
big
friend,
library fan.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of a friend of the pod.
I think he probably listens to this. Hey, Russ, if you're listening,
Russ,
let us know.
Yeah.
Call in to our fake hotline number, 1-800-599-PODD. Kate Holloway, our teen librarian at Bozeman Public Library. We're going to talk a little bit about summer reading.
Summer reading, yes. The 2018 teen summer reading and kids summer reading.
And adult summer and reading.
Everybody needs to be reading. Is Libraries Rock is the theme for the summer reading programs.
Ooh.
So lots of stuff going on. Probably the biggest thing is on the June 16th, that's a Saturday, starting at 11, is the Summer Reading Kickoff Party. That's a family-friendly event, starting with Princess Fearless Family Concert. She's a great performer, great energy. Royal musical superheroine from Utah makes her third visit to Bozeman to entertain us with her banjo, guitar, and ukulele. So apparently she also has a... Prince Craig, I think, is her husband. He's coming around as well for his bass playing. High energy performance, Libraries Rock. Got a good intro for the summer.
And it'll be a fun party at the library. The bookmobile will be here.
Nice.
It's going to be great.
Also part of that in the afternoon is for more school-age kids to kind of get their own creative rocking juices flowing, is a musical junkyard build. Tin cans, aluminum plates, keys, silverware, anything that can make noise. So it's kind of a fun, just inventive little time to do all sorts of stuff what kids can make and make with noise.
And I mean, you rarely get a chance to be super loud at the library, so this how is true. Awesome is that?
This is true. That is pretty much for the kickoff party on the 16th. That's the major highlights. But then throughout the summer, we have for school-age kids, Camp Rock, which are going to be activities Friday mornings, 10:30 to 12. Bunch of different things, some stuff, a Museum of the Rockies, ukulele jams, traditional Northern Plains music and games presentations. That's all throughout June and July. And then we also have some fun stuff during the lunch hour. We also are starting, I believe, June 11th is the summer-long free school or free lunches for kids 18 and under. That's by HRDC. It's a program that sets that out, and we have that each summer here at the library. So with that lunchtime, there's also Kids Playing for Kids lunchtime open mic. So if cool. you sing or play an instrument, if you're under 18, please join us on any Friday at 12:30, starting on the 22nd of June, to perform one or two pieces outside for the families while they enjoy their lunch. So
oh my gosh, if you just like so much fun.
Working on that, you know, that barbershop quartet, and you just need that practice space, just kind of a fun sort of open mic idea. Plus, we have such great weather in the summer in the big front porch area in the library. Awesome place to do it.
So what about reading logs?
Reading logs, we will have those, I believe, pretty much from the kickoff, the 16th onward. Those will be things where kids can keep track of the books they read. And each time, I believe, they can get a sticker for when they visit the library. And I think we're going to do it for the bookmobile, too.
Awesome. And I know we're doing it for adults as well, but it's a little different setup. You just get entered for a prize. You don't get a sticker.
Yeah. Stickers are awesome.
Stickers are so awesome.
So I think that's going to start at the 16th. And then for teens, it's kind of a little bit different this year. We're actually starting a lot of this, a couple of the things starting June 1st, as opposed to after school is letting out. But we are, the biggest thing is we're doing a Bozeman versus Belgrade teens reading summer contest. So basically seeing who can read the most pages, Bozeman teens or Belgrade teens. And that'll be... you can do in-person form. You fill out, I read this book, this many pages, this is my name, turn that in. Or there will be online entry form. So if you're traveling or you're on the road and you really want to, you know, kick Belgrade's butt, no offense meant.
Offense, none taken.
But there'll be ways to enter in your reading pages on the road as well. So that's going to be something that's going to be going from June 1st to July 31st. So June and July, we're going to see which towns teens can read the most.
That's and 2 months of awesome reading
and
time.
There is potentially a very large gaudy trophy in the works.
Ooh.
So whichever library wins will have that in their library for the next year until next summer. So.
Oh, that's a great idea. I think this is going to be really fun. I like that different idea.
Yeah. And then also, again, for the teens, we're doing the summer reading raffle again. So pretty much if you come into the library and submit a book review for either the page count or if you do a reading bingo challenge, there'll be a bunch of different little forms you can do. If you turn those in, those will be worth a raffle entry. And then also if you come to any of the programs during the summer for teens, that'll be worth another raffle entry. So pretty much if you do a lot of stuff, read a lot of books, you'll have more entries for the raffle, which will get better prize potential. Better prize potential. And the biggest thing is we will be having our teen zombie Nerf War at the end of July again. So that's, I think, the third or fourth. Anyway, it's awesome.
It's so much fun.
And then we'll have a... Yeah, we find the darts, like, for months afterwards.
I think I found one the other day up, like, where the biographies used to be.
Yeah, they usually, like...
shifted some things at the library and I found some Nerf.
Nerf darts, yeah. That's how we get all of our ammunition back. And June, we'll be having Teen Friday workshops. So every Friday starting the 15th in June and July, we'll be having some workshops. They're going to be alternating Fridays. It'll be a music-themed craft and then a LARP live action role play slash cosplay workshop. So talking about, you know, how to make basic props, how to do basic sewing. So if you ever have, you know, really interested in doing that, you know, costuming or cosplay or wanting to know what LARP is, live action role play, it's kind of just an intro courses and kind of how to create and make and design some of your characters if you want. We will not be doing the live action role play battles. If you happen to go next door to the park and stuff happens, that's not our purview. If that happens, I don't know. I don't know. Weird stuff. Who knew?
You know, it's really nice views from where we're at recording that if there were LARPers out in the park now, we could see them.
And we could comment. It would be awesome. Would. But yeah, so just lots of stuff happening. The main things for the kids are starting from the 16th of June with the kickoff party, and with the teens, summer reading challenges and things, those are pretty much starting on the 1st.
So, awesome.
So we're kind of making it, because the kids have all the stuff going on. Teens, they need to get their...
Get engaged
Get a little bit sooner. And plus, trying to get anybody right at school ending is really hard.
Right.
So trying to do that. So the teen webpage about the summer reading and the children's webpage about summer reading will be active on the 1st. So that's the biggest thing. If you have questions about this, I've already had some phone calls because I did some school visits. And so they were asking, when's this coming up? When's this coming up? June 1st will be the time to look on the webpage and get some information. Oh, and the workshops will be sign-up based this year, just because last year had a bunch of them happening. It was great, but there was a little issue of having maybe not enough stuff for people. So you definitely want to have enough stuff for people to really enjoy these activities. So all of the crafting afternoons, Teen Friday workshops will be sign-up based, but those links will be available on the summer reading website for teens starting June 1st.
Cool. So. Awesome. Thanks, Kate. That's a bunch of awesome information.
Yeah, but it was just all in your face or your ears, depending.
In your ears.
In your ears. Yeah, it's a lot going on, but it'll be outlined on our website.
You can rewind this and listen to it.
This is true. The magic of audio.
Yeah, cool. Thanks, Kate.
Yep, you're welcome, and hope to see everybody in the library and read on. Rock on.
Libraries rock.
Libraries rock.
Back on.
We'll get a guitar ready.
No stairway.
No.
Can I talk for a minute about adult programs?
Yes.
Or should we separate?
Yep, go ahead.
So I'm going to talk for a minute about adult summer reading programs. The theme being libraries rock. We took a little different spin on that. We've done some collaborative programs this summer with Bozeman Parks and Rec and some other community partners like Spire and Ekam Yoga and Pure Bar and Zephyr Cycling. So we're going to be doing a Bouldering 101 rock climbing 6 p.m. on June 6th and also in July. Those details are going to be on the website and our Facebook page as well. This June 6th date, you meet at 6 p.m. at the Langer Park Boulder on West Mason Street and South Tracy. We also have our very popular Music on the Green series coming back. First concert is June 17th, the day after our awesome summer reading kickoff party. It's the Band of Drifters. It'll be from 5 to 7. There will be some food and beverages available this year, which is different from last year, but Band of Drifters is really awesome. We're really excited to have them here. And then another new thing we're doing this summer is an outdoor walking book club, because our Friends of the Library book club takes a summer vacation. So we're doing a walking book club, and the first one meets at the Story Mill Spur Trail. So we'll be meeting at the Boulder and Depot Park at either 12 p.m. or 6 p.m. on Tuesday, June 19th. So if you have some time on your lunch hour or if you wanted to go after work, this month we're reading The Great Alone by Kristen Hannah, and I highly recommend it. I cried a lot. And then the last event we have with those community partners that I mentioned before is an outside wellness event with the Bookmobile at Beale Park on Saturday, June 23rd. You can try these different classes like yoga or bar or cycling. Cycling will be by registration, and that link is on our website. But it's just a free, fun event, a community outreach and fun way to Think Outside the Box as a summer reading program, because of course we want you to read and fill out your logs and win some prizes, but we also want you to have fun with your summer and love your library. And I think that's it for adult summer reading programs in June. We'll be back with more of those in July. Back to you, Ken.
So, in addition to all the summer reading, summer rocks stuff going on.
Libraries rock. Summer does rock.
Did I say summer rocks?
Yeah, because it does.
Summer rocks. Yeah, totally. Summer rocks at the library.
Ooh.
I was going to really just be loud there, but then I remembered. We're at the library.
And some people are wearing headphones and listening to this pod.
Oh.
So they probably don't want their ears blown
sorry,
out.
Sorry, ears.
Hey, sorry, guys.
Hey, I'm really sorry about your ears. So, anyway, so what else is going on in June not related to Libraries Rock?
We have more great events that we've kind of grown this spring. I don't think we've talked about them on the pod since we haven't podded, since we've depodded from the pod since, like, the beginning of the year. But we have sewing machines at the library now. So we are teaching sewing classes on June 4th and June 29th. Those are by registration because we only have so many machines. We also have some really cute tiny irons that Jason is really into.
Wow.
He's so into them. He said it's my favorite part of sewing is the ironing.
So if you're so into them, why don't you marry them? This is a really cool little iron, though, seriously. And
it's like smaller than the palm of your hand.
Unlike what Corey said, it isn't my favorite part. It's not, I don't dislike it. It's just cumbersome and it's time consuming and difficult. But I also think it may be the secret to good sewing, like the unspoken good. Yeah,
absolutely. Ironing and measuring and like being really precise, yeah. Which is why I don't sew well. It doesn't go so well. There we go.
Thank you. I knew there was something in there.
So, but we have sewing classes happening twice in June that you can register for on our website. And we're also doing a crafternoon. We've been doing that a couple of times. This past week, we made some paper out of old recycled books, which was really cool. And in June, on the 27th, by registration, we will be doing book art. If you've been to the library recently, for the Montana Library Association conference, we hosted a reception here at the library, and one of our wonderful, wonderful employees, Leslie, crafted these gorgeous, like almost sculptural pieces of work.
Amazing.
For display, and it's on display right now at the library when you first walk into the building, right on your right-hand side on that table. We'll be doing things like that on June 27th for our crafternoon for adults 18 and up. That is by registration on the website. And, I think between that and all the summer reading stuff, that might be it for adult programs. Jason, what's going on up here in the technical computer world?
Well,
or just the regular
computer
world.
Would you like to answer me to answer in my robot voice?
Yes, please.
So, yes. First of all, I just want to say what an odd summer to be at the library. Libraries Rock is the theme, so music and noise and very not what you think of when you think of libraries. And then crafternoon in June, you're carving up a bunch of books.
It's true.
But it looks amazing. It
and
really
they're
is.
They're not cool. Like, it's not a censorship thing. It's a, these books can't be.
Oh, you're not cutting out just specific parts
we're
of the text?
We're cutting out parts we don't like, and we're throwing them away.
Oh,
that's what
I totally
we're really all about at
that.
The library.
I thought Leslie was a monster.
Anyway. I'm going to tell her you said that. I'm going to tell her what minute to listen to on the pod
hopefully
and let her
she
hear
doesn't,
from you.
Yeah, hopefully she doesn't listen to the pod. A monster who makes incredible art out of books.
She's a monster at artwork.
Yeah. Yeah, right, exactly.
Sorry, so, Leslie.
Anyway, no. It's really amazing stuff, and I encourage everyone to check it out. But it occurred to me how odd it is that we're cutting up books, we're making noise, but that's what libraries in the 2010s is about. Yeah, transformational experiences, baby.
I'm even gonna go off the road here with my grammar. This ain't your grandma's library. Yeah.
Wait a second. Did you go off the road with your grammar or with your grandma?
With my grammar. I don't typically say ain't.
Oh.
And my grandma probably wouldn't like off-roading. I took my mom last weekend and she was not pleased.
Yeah.
We drove from here to Chico.
That sounds like something they would do on one of those websites where it's like, and now here are a bunch of moms going off, taking off road.
Yeah, we took Trail Creek Road. We attempted to take Trail Creek Road all the way to Chico.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, sure.
Sure. It's a little,
sure, I know that.
It's a little difficult in the spring with the mud and the tracks and my mom's anxiety about my driving and my anxiety about driving my mom's car, and all was well.
All the
off-roading with your grandma or your grammar.
So
point is, the library's really cool. We're doing cool things.
I was gonna talk a little bit about my plans for after work tomorrow, when Solo is coming out, and that, I don't know if you heard the blaster at the start of the pod. I mean, I know you did. Pew, pew, Corey.
Pew, pew, if you didn't hear it, that's a reenactment.
Yes. And going to see Solo. I'm going to wear my R2-D2 socks tomorrow and my Star Wars shirt on the desk.
Do you work tomorrow?
I do.
I'd like to see these socks.
Yeah, you can.
Tomorrow after work, I'll be driving 4 hours. I'm going to a wedding this weekend.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But maybe I'll be able to convince my cousins to go see Solo when we're in Colorado.
Yeah, there you go. You know what you should do is you should drive on roads and it'll go faster.
Oh.
Hey. Little.
Solo. Solo.
So anyway, we're going to go. I think the whole family's going to go. The 1.5-year-old, he's like obsessed with Star Wars.
I've seen his Wookiee impression.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I actually thought he was a Wookiee for the first 6 months of his life.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the hair.
Yeah.
and the inability to speak coherently. But.
And his devotion to, I suppose, you can be Han.
Yeah, sure. I can be Han.
Because I kind of think that Sully is like maybe Vader.
That's funny. He's into the bad guys.
I know.
Yeah, he's into the bad guys. I was never.
I am too, but not in the same way.
Like if Vader shows up.
The pod?
Well, I mean, I'm cringing, but it's like Vader shows up on a motorcycle and you're like, oh,
yeah,
bad
where are
boy.
We going? Off roading. We'll have to call this episode off-roading.
Off-roading, indeed we will. So anyway.
So we're going to talk a little bit about what we're into right
now. Yeah, I guess that's what we're doing.
Media, movies, books.
Yeah, what we're watching, what we're reading. So sorry we didn't preface it, but Solo tomorrow. I'm hearing,
it's a Star Wars movie if you didn't get that.
It's fine. It's good. It's not, it's not going to change my world or anything, change my life, but it'll be a couple of hours of good fun for the whole family. So I'm down
with that. I just learned that Donald Glover, not to be confused with Crispin Glover.
Glover, the worst Lando Calrissian ever.
Donald Glover, also known as Childish Gambino, also known as one of my current obsessions, is in it, so I'm going. But if you've listened to the pod, you know my feelings on Kylo Ren, so you know why I go to Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
The intergalactic fight scenes.
Exactly. Where you're talking to Ray with no shirt on.
Yeah.
That scene.
Okay, fine. fine,
so,
got me.
Yeah, galactic battles.
Mind connection.
Mike Tukis. Sorry. Anyway.
All right, so we're excited. Well, Jason's really
I'm
excited, and I'm moderately
I'm excited
about Solo.
I'm excited, yeah. So then, what else have you been consuming?
Anything? I'm watching the second season of Westworld right now.
Tell me a little bit about Westworld.
Well, my friends and I made up a song, Westworld. It's the best world, but it's actually really creepy. Westworld is based on, it's an HBO show. This is the second season. They do it like 10 weeks, one episode a week. It's like been described to me as a sci-fi Western, and I really like Westerns and feel like it's got to be the right kind of sci-fi for me.
Mm-hmm.
So the second season is complex. I'll just say that.
Okay.
It's really violent, which is not usually my MO for anything, but it's a really well done show and it's really beautiful. And they shot it down in like southern Utah. So it's just like gorgeous settings. And Evan Rachel Wood is the lead, Doris. And she is just so, can I say, bad.
Yeah.
She's so bad.
Yeah. We'll bleep out the part.
She's so good. She's so, so good. And it's just a pretty cool series. So.
Okay. I just haven't dived into that one yet. But I
may
like someday.
They're each a movie. Like.
I heard like, the first episode of the second season
like
was
two
like
hours long.
Really, really long. Yeah.
Yeah. They're over an hour each episode. Yeah.
Okay.
And then
now,
for later TV watching, I'm getting ready for the new Arrested Development.
Yeah, right, exactly.
By watching the old Arrested Development.
I don't know when that comes out.
I think on the 29th, which is pretty soon. By the time this pod reaches your ears, it will be out.
It will be out. Speaking of incredibly violent shows, I watched all of Barry and got really into that, but it was, be forewarned, it's a really strange, but strange in a good way, mixture of comedy and pathos.
It's
and,
a dark comedy.
Yeah, it's dark at times, and there's some real drama in it, and it's, but Henry Winkler, speaking of Arrested Development and
The Fonz
and all this, he is so incredible in this show. My goodness, I love every minute he's on screen.
He's a great actor.
Yeah. So.
As far as books, I mentioned our summer reading, or I will mention, I suppose, depends on where we edit that in.
Splice.
Book club selection for our walking book club in June is The Great Alone by Kristen Hanna, and I just read it. And one of our coworkers had read it, and she said, you're going to want to make sure you have like 3 days to commit to this book because you're not going to want to do anything else.
You're going
to
become absorbed.
And I was so absorbed that I blew off my friends for Westworld night. Because I was like, I have to finish my book. And it was so good. If you're at all interested in Alaska or families or the 70s, like it's just a really cool... The Final Frontier, Alaska in the 70s. This young girl and her family kind of go up there and live a crazy new life. It's just really, really...
Kristen Hanna,
Kristen Hanna, the author of The Nightingale, which was really popular a couple years ago. So you can get a copy of your book at the library for the book club, or you can have read it whenever, but we just want you to meet us and... talk books with us. I can talk books all day. So.
I'm glad you brought up the walking book club. I heard you talking about that before, and I just want to say it sounds dangerous. I mean, when I was teaching library, the students used to be so excited to get their books, they would read them on the way back to class. and they would often trip. I think it's not safe to walk and read. I'm just putting it out
there.
It's
not a walking reading club. It's a walking book discussion. I'm sorry.
Oh.
So we'd prefer it if you read it before that date. Oh, forget it.
Then, all bets are off. That sounds
great. It still might be dangerous. Please don't sue us if you fall.
I just see, Betty normally contributes a lot to the discussion. Where is she?
I haven't heard from her in a while.
Yeah, I don't know. She.
We're doing this three times this summer on fairly flat mile trails around town.
Off-roading book club.
Off-roading. But let's get back to things we're into. Childish Gambino, This Is America. If you haven't seen that music video. I'm very into it.
You know what? We should talk about that a little bit because normally I am so far out of the loop on things.
And but because he's in Solo, you looked him up?
No, it was right after because it debuted.
Like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, the day.
On Saturday Night Live or something?
It had either the day of or something like that. I didn't know all the particulars because I am out of touch. But
off-roading.
That's right. I'm off-roading in my mind. And so with my grandma in my head. So it came. So the video came out. I didn't see it the first day or two, but I heard people talking about it. And I, being the out of touch person I am, I didn't know that Childish Gambino was Donald Glover.
Me neither.
Okay.
And I'm pretty in touch.
And you're in touch. You're with it, as the kids like to say. And anyway, there was so much buzz about it, I decided, well, I'm going to play this thing and watch it. And then I started to read about it, and it was pretty darn amazing. So, and
it's an incredible music video, and it's a pretty interesting song. It's not necessarily I don't listen to a lot of trap music, but that's what you'd say some of this is. But it's a pretty powerful video.
Yes. I wouldn't, I wouldn't just probably put the song on and listen to it, but.
But I would.
You would?
Now.
Yeah. The video was just phenomenal. And I can't even remember the last time I actually watched a music video.
Oh, I watched one this morning. I'll send it to you. I sent you two today.
Okay.
Okay, rude. Okay. Okay, I watch a lot of music videos. Okay,
other now than the two that I watched today because you sent them to me. I mean, I grew up where you would sit down for an hour at a time and just watch, hope your favorite video came on. And
now in the age of YouTube.
Now that's not a thing. I don't know what's on MTV anymore.
I don't know what's on MTV either.
Okay. So how do you consume videos? YouTube? Okay.
Yeah, John Mayer has a new song out right now, and he's really gone off-roading lately. He's kind of wild. The music video is so funny. It looks so low budget and just low budget, but high low budget, if that makes sense. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Story of my life.
All right. So the two you sent me today were Flight of the Conchords and
Return
of the Mac.
Because
Return of the Pod.
Return of the Pod. That's right. A Return of the Pod.
Wicked, wicked.
Return of the Pod. And if you don't know this 90s jam, Return of the Mac, I would recommend you look that up.
Yeah.
At home.
It's all about Mac the Knife and how he came back. And no,
we'll put it in our show notes.
Yes, we will. We will do that.
There's going to be some good videos in our show notes today.
Absolutely. I just was going to share one book that I read as well. One book. One Bozeman. No, it's not related to that.
I read,
speaking of TV shows that I didn't watch, I saw that TNT had The Alienist, and this is why working in the library is so great. I went into the lunchroom one day, and Andrea was in there, and I asked, and I don't know, someone else, maybe you, Kit, I don't know, someone, anyway, I said, hey, should I watch The Alienist? It looks cool. It's like turn of the century, New York City. I'm into that.
Cool.
So I'm like, should I watch it? And Andrea said no. Well, she didn't say no.
She said, too nice to say that.
You should do whatever you feel is right, Jason. Oh, gosh, no, course. she said, you know, that was a book first. Naturally, of course it is. And so I grabbed the book and I read that in very quick.
Love it.
And I enjoyed that very much. It was kind of a psychological murder mystery thing set in New York City. Around the turn of the century.
Westworld was also a screenplay before, it was a screenplay written by Michael Crichton.
Oh, really? It was going to be a movie, you mean, or something?
It was a movie in the 70s, I think. Oh. I haven't seen it, so.
Oh, okay.
Note to all you Westworld fans, it existed somewhere else first. So check it out.
Time travel. Off-roading. On the time continuum.
Whoa!
That took the last of my brain cells to formulate.
All right. Well, on that note, that closes another chapter of Word of Mouth. Remember to subscribe to the podcast, and it will be coming out with regularity around the first of the month. So it'll regularly be around this time.
Yes, and speaking of keeping things regular, I'm trying a new yogurt. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. We'll have a little more structure next time. We were a little, but you know, it fit the theme, right? It fit the theme of off-roading.
The theme we came up with started to off-road.
Yeah, that we discussed ahead of time. We're like, oh, we really need to do something about off-roading. do remember to subscribe. You can find us on SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher.
You can get in touch with us on our Facebook page, Twitter, or Instagram. All of the events and much more is available on our website, bozemanlibrary.org. And in honor of Solo, there's a question mark at the end of this. May the force be with you.
That's perfect. Yeah, and rock on.
Rock out.
Rock on, rock out.
Tune in, drop out. Can we say that?
Oh, I was doing Free Whirl or Free.
Oh, Free. Slow Ride. Slow. Free Willy. Like the River Jordan.
Oh, my God. Da 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 da.